Labas, labas. Ar mes jau live? Nu, laukiu, laukiu, laukiu. Kažką čia reikia paspausti. Sveiki. Laukim dabar, kol prisijungs mano pašnekovas. Ir čia truputį ar patraškinsiu, aš įdėsiu. Ai, ne, gal dabar nedėsiu. Nu, žodžiu, sveiki, Kūnas Meg Live. Laukiu aš Nilso, šokėjo iš Iko šokio teatro. Ir kol mes jo laukiame, aš galiu paagituoti jūs prisiregistruoti naujienlaiškiui, nes ruošime labai nerealų naujienlaiškį. Kartą per mėnesį apie įvairiausius įkvėpimus, kūrybą, idėjas ir pasaulio tokį pulsą. Tai va, tai naujienlaiškio tą nuorodą galite rasti pas mūsų aprašymę, link in bio. Ir hello, hello, turime 6 žmonės. O, Nilsas. Nu, bandom. Nilsai, prisijung prie manęs. Nežinau, dėl kokybės man tai.
Ką?
Gerai girdi mane. Alo, alo. Ar mane girdi gerai?
Taip, taip.
Tai kaip laikaisi?
Gerai.
Gerai.
Ką? Taip, taip.
Ką šiandien gero nuveikiai?
Ką?
Sunku, ar ne? Nu gerai, aš trumpai tada į introductioną tokį padarysiu.
Ne, ne, bet kalbėsi truputį lėtai.
Gerai, nu, kai tau pasidarys sunku, mes galėsim viską pakeisti į anglų kalbą. Čia viskas easy, gerai? Bet aš trumpai introductioną. Aš Nilsą matydavau Klaipėdai. Ir galvodavau, kad jisai, nu taip, jisai yra šokėjas. Ir prieš 2 savaitės, kai rodė Who the fucking Alice, ar ne, tą spektaklį.
Hey, who the fuck is Alice?
Jo, kurį režisavo mano draugė Monika Klimaitė, tai aš pamačiau, kad tu turi ir ne tik šokios, ta prasme, ne tik judesio performeris, bet ir tekstą sakėjai kažkokį, ar ne. Ir tada aš supratau, kad tu esi užsienietis iš tavo akcentų. Ir pagalvojau, kad labai faina būtų su tavimi pasikalbėti ir šiek tiek prikelti Kūno Meg tą dvasę, nes mes kažkada buvom žurnalas ir mes kažkada kalbėdavomės su šokėjais. Tai va, tai dėl to norėjau su tavimi pasikalbėti.
Nu, šio noro.
Bet ar tu, žiūrėk, Nilsai, ar tu viską supranti, ką aš kalbu dabar taip greitai?
Taip, ne, dabar viskas supranti.
Kiek tu metų jau gyveni Lietuvoje?
4,5 metai, ne. Rugpjūčio 5 metai.
O.
Bet, nu taip, ir gyvenau 2 metai Kaune ir 2 metai Vilniuje ir dabar Klaipėdoj. Aš dirbu su Šeiko šokio teatrą, tai.
Aha, taip, taip, taip. O apskritai, kas tave atvedė čia į tą Klaipėdą, į Lietuvą, į Kauną, tu pradėjai nuo Kauno, ar ne?
Taip, aš dirbau su Aura šokio teatras Kaune, būt Lietukeitės teatrą. Kaip šokėjas yra sunku to find darbas ir tu gyveni, kur tu turi darbą. Ir Birutė man offered a contract to me, so I moved to Lithuania for the contract, yes.
But can you tell me about your start, you studied dance, as I understand, yes?
Taip, aš studijavau šokį į Olandiją.
Aha.
Fontes Meno Akademija.
Amsterdame?
Hmm?
Amsterdame?
Ne, tai Tilburg, tai maža, ne maža, bet mažesnė kaip Amsterdam miestą, bet faina buvo, labai faina, bet prieš 10 metai, tai aš dirbu kaip šokį 10 metai ir taip, aš studijojavau Olandijoje ir gyvenau ir dirbau Olandijoje ir Lenkijoje, Vokietijoje ir tai dabar Izraelyje ir dabar Lietuva. Tai.
Geras, kiek daug šalių tu jau teko tau kiek daug šalių padirbėti ir pabūti. Nu tai gerai, tai čia tikriausiai toks klausimas, tai kaip tu vertini apskritai, jeigu tu Lietuvoje jau čia per 3 miestus, ar ne, ir kaip suprantu, pasilikai ilgesniam laikui nei kad Lenkija, nei kad Vokietija, nei Olandija, tai čia tau patinka, ar ne?
Taip, man labai patinka Lietuva, tai buvo, it was this journey in Lithuania to get used to everything here. Like it is in every country, like you have difference in culture and in habits, and it took me quite a while to get used to that. Yeah, like in the beginning it was not easy, but I think it's never really easy when you're a foreigner and you go live somewhere, and I had struggles in every country and I had nice things in every country, but somehow I liked the people that I met in Lithuania a lot, and I wanted to stay for these people here. Mm-hmm. Like my ex-boyfriend and also like friends of mine who I really, really decided to finally at some point stay somewhere for a while. And then I got really, like my ex-boyfriend was really good because he showed me a lot of beautiful places in Lithuania. Like he really showed me around and he really took the time to explain culture and to show me the nice culture in Lithuania. And that made that I really fell in love with the country. Ir man labai patiko Lietuva ir gamta ir kultūra, Lietuvų kultūra. Like the culture is very different from the culture where I'm from. And like once you get used to it, it has a lot of beautiful aspects. And I really like that. So. Yeah.
And your boyfriend was where from? From which city?
I mean. Vilnius.
Oh, Vilnius.
That's why I moved to Vilnius in between.
Yeah, it's easy to show the best things in Vilnius because Vilnius, you know, it's a capital and have everything.
But he took me to Trakai, he took me to Druskininkai, he took me to Šiauliai region. Like we were like everywhere in Lithuania, actually. Like. Because I was also with the company traveling a lot, like mm-hmm. we did performances all over Lithuania. So I probably seen more cities in Lithuania than most Lithuanians did.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, I like to explore and I like to check stuff. And so, yeah, we did see a lot of national parks, a lot like here in the coastal region, even when I wasn't living here. But I was working with Sheiko already, like since 3 years ago. We saw a lot, like we went to, you know, to a lot of different places. Nida was actually the last thing in Lithuania I had to see. So, that,
so you yeah. never been to Nida?
No, now I've been, but it took me 4 years.
Maybe it's quite far away.
Nida. Yeah, but it's one of the things mostly foreigners see, but took me really long.
And you can compare actually all these 3 cities and where you liked the most the living in.
Man labai patiko Vilniui. Vilniui yra mano miestą. Tikrai mano miestą. Man labai patiko ir noriu gyventi Vilniui dar kartą. Ne dabar, bet in the future. Bet man labai patiko Klaipėda irgi. Klaipėda yra irgi, nežinau, tai mažą miestą, bet turų, kaip pasakysti, tai biški romantiškai miestą. Tu jūros ir labai daug gamtas ir ir senamiestis yra labai gražu ir aš gyvenu senamiesti, tai aš gyvenu. I was very lucky. I live next to
oh my god. Yeah.
Tai man labai labai patiko gyvenu čia.
Nereali vieta, aš pavydžiu, žinok.
Ir aš turiu labai daug draugiai Klaipėdoje. Ir man labai patiko žmonių iš Šilutė ir Šiauliai. Ir Klaipėda, tai nežinau, tai mano žmonių, supranti. Tai man labai patiko gyvena čia irgi. Tai.
Nu, smagu. Jo. Labai faina. Džiaugiuosi, kad tu atradai Lietuvą ir ypač Klaipėdą. Tai jėga. Tai gerai, tai gal tada pakalbėkim apie šokį ir apskritai, kaip tu pasirinkai šitą specialybę? How you decided to study dance? Do you had some, I don't know, did you dance in high school or something like that?
Aš pradedu šokį, kur aš, ką aš buvo 6 metai.
Nuo 6, aha.
So, I did it for a really long time before. I fell in love with it, and when I was 12, I already decided this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. It's something that saved me a lot. I got bullied a lot because of it, and like also because of my sexual orientation, and it was something that really saved me and my life, and me, it kept me always going in the right direction, and it took me through a lot of difficult things, so I fell in love with it, and it was my first love, and that's why I wanted to, I, like, it still is, like, no, like, that's the thing, sorry, like, for, you know, people I date, but it's the thing which is most important for me. It's just part of my life, and that's why I wanted to study it also.
And what kind of dances it was since 6?
Oh, aš pradžiu su jazz balletu. Ir tai šita clip dance, tai Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, tai šita. Ir over the years I got more styles, tai I started with ballet when I was 12. I started with jazz when I was 9, like normal jazz. I started with hip-hop when I was around some 12 age. I did salsa, I did Latin dance, I did a lot of different things, actually. Tap, I did tap for 5 years. Like,
the food, yeah? This, tick, 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 this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I did quite a lot of style, like, yeah, I did quite a lot of styles, and I really loved it. I was dancing around 20 to 30 hours a week ever since I'm 12 years old because I really loved it. It was next to my high school. It was the one thing that I was always doing. So I, yeah, it was kind of what I always wanted to do, let's say.
And you studied theater dance or another kind of dance?
Aš bakalaure, tai žodžiu, ne?
Bakalaure,
šiuolaikinio šokį, bet kaip...
Koks šokis, nesupratau?
šiuolaikinė.
Ai, šiuolaikinis, ai, okei.
Okay. Jo, šiuolaikinį šokį kaip performer. Taip. Jo. Mes, mano akademija turi trys
pasirinkimus.
Ways to go.
Aha,
yeah. Tai performer, choreographer ir dance teacher. Mm-hmm. So I did the performer thing.
Aš šiandien šiek tiek pasižiūrėjau tavo biografiją ir mačiau, kad tu ne tik šoki kaip performeris, kaip asmeni kaip atlikėjas, kaip as a dancer, but you did some kind of choreography for some pieces.
I yes. tried. I tried to choreograph also, yes. But I mean, it's kind
of... One of your piece win, laimėjo auksinį scenos kryžių, ar ne? Tai čia, kaip suprasti.
As dancers, like, because of our dancing. Like, it was nominated for choreography also, but, like, obviously, Martinas Rimeikas won, which, like, when we knew that we were nominated with him, it was like, okay, thank you. But, you know, like, because, I mean, his choreography is so good. He's a really good choreographer. And, like, we knew, because we're just starting, and he took 2 years to create Possessas. And, like, I mean, you know, like, mm-hmm. but, yeah, we won Auksinis Scenos Kryžius with the side, but as dancers, like, which is also super cool, but
really cool,
not as choreographers. We're still learning, you know.
But what do you like more, if we can compare, because it's completely different things, but to be a performer or to create choreography?
Perform.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, like, I like to be creative. I like to choreograph. But it's so much pressure, and I'm a very insecure person. It's very difficult for me, because when I choreograph and then I have to show, like, people have to critique your choreography, and for me, it's one of the hardest things as an artist to take the critique.
But they can critique your dancing, your movements, your body.
No, it's not that. Of course, you also get good critiques, but it's just because you pour your heart and soul in what you do as an artist. And I think it's you either are strong enough to deal with that or you're not. And it's not that I don't take their critique as the truth, like it is the truth. Mm-hmm. It's just really hard to hear. And mm-hmm. I find it very difficult to deal with that. And in that sense, I don't think I would be a good choreographer because I'm too insecure for that. It hurts me always a lot. And it's very, very difficult to deal with that. So,
but still, you do some kind of pieces, so it's challenging you and you're going
yes.
for it. Yeah.
It challenges me, and this is something which I really like, and for that I want to keep doing it, but I prefer to dance. Like, if I could choose, I would perform 4 days a week, every week, like, just perform, let me perform. Like, I'm alive when I'm on stage. This is what mm-hmm. I love about this job. Like, working in the studio is nice also, but I don't know, like, performing and showing what I, like, not showing, but sharing what I can do with people, mm-hmm. and yeah, that's what I prefer to do. It's that what I fell in love with. And of course, choreographing is nice and it's challenging, and I really enjoy doing it until the last week before the premiere, and then I hate it. And then I cannot anymore. And, like, it's just, you know. So this, because of this stress and because of the heartache which it gives me, like, afterwards, I don't like, or I can take critiques as a dancer, but as a choreographer, it really hurts me, and I don't think that that's good for me. I don't think that's why. And that's why, yes, dancer for sure.
Okay, I just want to introduce and remind for people who are watching us, kad mes kalbam dabar su Nilsu. Nils, by the way, how to pronounce your surname?
Klass.
Class.
It's a long A, yes.
Class.
Because some people say class, because it is like a class, you know, like, but it's a long A, so class.
Okay, with Neil's class. And jis yra Šeiko šokio teatro šokėjas. Ir jeigu vat, tie žmonės, aštuoni, kurie šiuo metu žiūri ir turite kokį nors klausimą, tai jūs galite parašyti ir mes matom ir užduosim. Ar ne? But Nils, am I right or no? So that piece aside, you were choreographer of this? You made choreography of this piece or not?
Taip, mes su Gintare Marija Skavinskaitė darome choreografiją ir šokėją. Mes repetuojame arba create 2 mėnesius kartu. Ir tai buvo, it was like teamwork, you know, like we really created it together. So, yeah, we choreographed it also.
This piece was really good, and I think you should take it as a, how to say, as a compliment, like you can do it and go for it.
I'm always happy with the, like, I'm always happy with the choreographies that I make. I see what I have to improve and learn, and but it's not that, like, of course I'm very happy, and like with the side I'm happy. I was happy with Roche Coulisse, which I did with Aura.
I saw Chokia that performance, Theater. By the way.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't know it was for me?
No. It's really interesting, because in our magazine we wrote several articles about performances, and you were as a dancer or as a choreographer, and now I just found out this.
Okay, so yeah, that was my choreography.
Yeah, it's really crazy that our paths cross up, actually.
I want the copy of that, because I don't have any like hard copies of anything. Thank you.
Yeah, so okay. About body, yeah, we have to talk, because Kunas Mag, body mag.
Kunas Mag.
Yeah, what is body for you? It's the most cliche question, but I'm always asking for the dancers, because every dancer has their own answer to that question. And it's always interesting to hear.
Well, like I say, the cliche stuff, that it's your instrument which you work with, and it's the one, like someone that plays an instrument, you have to take care of the body, which obviously most of the dancers don't really do.
Really?
Because, yeah, like honestly, because we still, you know, drink alcohol, we still go out, we still, like, we put so much shit on our bodies already from a day-to-day base, like in the studio. And then on top of that, actually, I don't know. I know a lot of dancers that push through, that work with injuries, that even when they're super tired, still keep going, and which is actually not really taking care of your body, in my opinion. But so I'm one of those people. I keep going with injuries and all that. I keep ignoring it. And it's one of the worst things which you can do. So what's body for me? Something that I abuse. It's part of, I don't know, it's part of who I am, and it speaks for me. I think for me, my body is mainly my voice. Mano kūnas yra mano balsa. I say what I want to say really with my body when I dance. It's weird. Like, I had to really think of what it means for me, but I think that's the main thing. And this is why I love performing, because through performing and through using my body, I can really tell people what I feel or what I think about things, or like pour my emotions out and share with people. With more people than just the people that are close to me. So, yeah, I think, yeah, mano kunas ira mano balsą.
Nice, very nice answer. But for example, if you are not in the mood the day that you have to perform, what are you doing? Does your body listen to you and or can pretend or act what you have to act? Do you understand?
You have to always do what you have to do, you know? This is your job. Like, you get paid for this also. Like, it, I mean, yes, it's a passion and it's, like, lovely. But, yes, of course, not every day is great. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're too tired. Sometimes you're in too much pain. But you still keep going. And I don't know, like, even though when I'm not in the mood, let's say, when the performance starts, I get in the mood. It's something which... it's just, I love to do it. And so when you're on stage, you forget about the pain, you forget about the tiredness. The only thing what I find difficult is when I don't believe in the choreography. And then on top of that, I'm tired emotionally or my body or whatever, then it's difficult to push through.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to, because it's your profession. And like, so yeah, I think that it is the type of darbas, you don't have a choice, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, body actually has limits. And do you remember some days, or do you have ar buvo tokių dienų, kai tu daug, kiek performansų per dieną tau teko atlikti? How many performances during one day you have to do? Do you have a record?
For me, the most was 2. I never did more than 2 performances a day. So that never really happened. I never was, and mostly the performances that you do twice a day are the ones that are not so heavy on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the company, with Shaco Company, like, we tell which choreographies we can do more often and which not in one day. Because, like, not just for the body, but also for the quality. Because mm-hmm. the body can do 2 performances, that's not the problem. Because you will, like, you as a performer, as a professional, know how to, you know, deal with that, like, energy-wise. But then the audience doesn't get your full, like, 150% what you should be giving, you know, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not good. That's unprofessional, and that's not what we want to do. So with Shaco, like, we have an agreement that we talk, like, which choreographies we can do twice a day and which not, which are too, you know, demanding for the body or the mind or whatever. And then, like, we kind of, so I never had this, that I really cannot go anymore. I was once on stage, though, with, like, 39 degree fever. That was not fun.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was in Poland. I was still very, very young. You just go, you know, you don't care.
But what, in that case, you are canceling the performance?
The show? No, that's the thing. You cannot. People pay tickets. Like, either the company finds a solution when it's really, really, you know, because we had this in Brazil once, when we were touring in Brazil, that half of the company, well, 4 people in the company, but we were a 20 people company, you know, like, so, but 4 of the people got diarrhea, like, and, like, right before the show, an hour before, and we were just, like, we couldn't cancel. It was, like, you know, it's Brazil, they have, like, these 2,000 auditorium, you know, performance halls. You cannot cancel, you have to find, like, solutions. And, like, so I was, like, me and some other people in the company that could were dancing, like, 2 roles, you know, different times, because there's different scenes, but then you kind of do more, like, than you were supposed to. So yeah, you have to, like, you just deal with it, I guess, as a company. So when it's really not, of course, sometimes with duet performances and there's really something going on, then you cancel. You just cancel. People also have to understand, because we don't want to endanger ourselves.
And yeah, as I said about body limits, I guess one day you will get older, and it's sad part of our conversation. But do you have a plan what to do when you will get to, when you will go to the pension? I don't know, is that word?
Yes. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I'm hoping to still dance until I'm 40, 45. Uh-huh. I don't know. My body is not really agreeing with that so much, but I still hope. I don't know. Like, I'm always... It's one thing I mostly said, that I don't want to do anything with dance anymore afterwards. I don't want to become a teacher, that's for sure. Maybe like one class a week, but that's about it. Like, I don't... dance will always be part of what I do, so I will keep dancing. But I don't... I was teaching like 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago I was teaching a lot. And although the students, I enjoyed it, but also I hated it at the same time, because it was nothing for me.
And
it had nothing to do with where I was teaching, but it was just not something that I really enjoy on a day-to-day basis as a full-time job. It's nice to do on the side extra, and I really enjoy it, but a full-time job not. And also choreographing full-time, I don't see myself doing that, because my nervous system won't be able to deal with that. But so yeah, I don't know. Like, I do like art management. This is something I'm really interested in. But then again, I would stay in dance. And like, I don't know, like, one of the things which I also always liked about dance is that I had the chance to have two lives. Like two lives, like one with dance, and then when dance is over, after, to have something completely different, you know? Like, so this is one of the appeals, and this is one of the things I like, and that's why, no, I don't have a plan, and I think it's good to not have a plan.
Yeah.
You have more options and things, you know. And also, I'm alone now, so, like, you don't know. When someone comes along, like, you change your plans.
That's
so
true,
yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. No. There's two options, art management or rehearsal director is also something which I'm really interested in within the dance field. Or something completely different. I also would like to travel a lot more, and
But you still have plenty of time till, you said, 44, 45, so 50 years.
Let's hope.
So, okay, what are you doing for your body to keep your body healthy and powerful and stuff like that?
I'm also not so good with that. I try to control the strain which I put on my body as to the amount of bad substances that I encounter. Like, meaning alcohol, cigarettes, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to reduce that to as much as I can. I try to eat healthy, at least I try, you know, like, it's also not always working, but I'm actually, the last year, I'm doing very good, and I love to cook. So I love to cook with fresh ingredients. I love to use a lot of vegetables and like I eat fruits, something which, and I only drink water. And I think this is one thing which is very important and people have to understand.
So you
Only drink water.
are not drinking coffee, tea?
I drink one cup of coffee in the morning, but I first have 2 cups of water
Nice.
before. And also not every morning, and sometimes it's tea, sometimes it's coffee. And then maybe during the day there might be 1 cup of coffee because I like the taste of it. But also it has to do with periods. But one thing which I always do is I drink water, and I drink a lot of water. And it's something which I think is very important. People always have to laugh because I have to go to the toilet at least 50 times a day.
As a
But
pregnant woman.
I think because water is the natural purifier of the body, so I think very, very important to drink. And this is one thing I really, really would like to tell people. And one thing which happens naturally, I'm sweating a lot naturally, but this is why doing exercise is so important, because the sweat purifies and the sweat makes the skin really nice, like nice and soft, and also makes that the sweat itself also makes the muscles and the joints oil. Of course, not
Interesting.
to the extent that I move, because that's not so good anymore. But like moving in general and sweating is the thing which really keeps the body like healthy longer, and especially like skin and muscles and tissue work. And it's something which is very important for it. So yeah, it's water. No sodas.
This is really good advice, I guess. But during the current time, quarantine,
Quarantine.
yeah,
Quarantinas.
quarantinas, yeah, during this time, what are you doing? Because you can go to the sala or to the studio.
Shoko, yeah, Shoko says.
Or you still going?
Shoko.
I'm not sure. Maybe you are going.
No.
Yeah. So
I'm
what
not.
are you doing at home? How you can.
Mas. Yeah, so mas. Turime su šiuolaikinių šokių asociacija. Mes turime šokio pusryčiai. Tai visa diena, bet pirmadienis iki penktadienis yra šiuolaikinių šokio pamokos. Tik 20 minučių, bet gerai, tai, mes. Ir mes su visi šokėjas šiuolaikinių šokių asociacija ir kita šokėjas irgi darome kartu šitą šokio pusryčiai 20 minučių. Ir pirmą savaitę aš darau baleto pamoką online. Ir jogos, bet prie jūsų savaitė buvo todėl aš turėjau injury.
Oh, at home
Jo,
you got
no, it was before already. So it's costochondritis. It's the infection of the chest bone.
Oh,
It feels like a heart attack. So I went to the ER, and like my heart and everything was fine. So they managed to find out that this. So actually, the quarantinas was very good for me because I had time to rest and to kind of have. And I was really afraid because of the pain that didn't want to go away. But now, since this week, the pain is gone. But prie jūsų 3 dienos. 4 dienos aš darau šitą video performances, spektaklis.
That you posted today this about this.
Jo,
It's
taip,
really
su šiek
nice.
tiek.
I
Ačiū.
like that scene with blue water and your back. I pažiūrėkite būtinai pas Nilsą Facebook'e, ar ne, yra pas tavęs ant sienos. Ta prasme, galima tai pamatyti. Labai, labai gražus dalykas.
Taip, Šeiko šokio teatras Facebook'e paslipo.
Ai,
tai irgi su mano Facebook'e. But yo, that was food coloring, by the way. Like, just
but it's
saying.
Really nice, so powerful and nice idea. Really nice.
Actually. So yeah, the last 4 days, because it was a son of a bitch to film all this, like the whole, you know, like setting up the camera, all this kind of stuff.
So you did everything alone, like put the camera and cut everything, yeah?
Taip, viskas tik aš. Tik muzika buvo Valentinas Karisanovas muzika. Aš klausau Valentina, tu nori dėl video ir man sako taip ir nu, bet labai patinka muzika ir taip, aš tik vieną darau visą video,
bet buvo labai daug sunku. Labai daug
jo, tai you have to set up and then dance, and then go, and then no, my face is visible, and then set up again, and like every time, millimeter by millimeter, setting the phone, because I did it with the back camera, because the quality was better than the front camera.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't see what I was doing, so every time, I had to, like, adjust. So, yeah, this is how I kept fit the last 4 days. Bet kitą savaitę aš darau dar kartą šokio pusryčiai ir baleto pamoko. Aš noriu daresnį yra. Like, darau, but in the future.
Darysi.
Aš noriu darysi jogo pamoko ir... Tape. So this is how I want to keep my body, because with yoga you don't need a lot of space. So like you can do, everyone can do this at home actually.
So you are quite busy during this time.
God, this quarantinas. I cleaned up my whole hard drive, like everything. I find stuff because I get bored really easily, but I have not been bored a day in this quarantine. I find stuff to do. I clean the house. Like, also, if you want to stay in shape during the quarantine, clean your house. Like, it's something which, I mean, you sweat, you're also busy, like, you know, they die. But
nice. Okay, so I guess we have to talk about the biggest award in Lithuania. Tell me about that piece more. What is the idea and the main things? And then what was the feeling to get that award?
So aside, it says it, kind of in the name, aside is about people that live on the edge of the society, like aside of the normal, like not normal, a normal is the wrong word to use in the sense of people, like, which is also something. So, lietuviškai, normaliai yra labai neblogai žodžiai for like talking about, you know, people. So it's not about normal, not normal. So so what we wanted to say is that everyone in society is part of a subculture or a subgroup, like everyone. Even, you know, people that are, let's say, what we always talk about, the cisgender, like, white male, like, the hypothesis of what is normal in society or the highest, you know, like, even they are a subculture, you know, and even within that, there's like poor and rich. And like, so we all have to understand that we're all living in subcultures, and all subculture has their own problems. And when we talk about equality, in whatever sense equality, it's very important to understand that when you are shouting, or not shouting, but when you're working or like trying to go for equality, it's important to also include other subcultures and all society within that. So aside is about the feelings which someone goes through when they're in a subculture.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you feel alone, when you feel the society, like that you don't fit within society. We got the idea because we wanted to create about transgender people,
mm-hmm.
people with a transsexual or a transgender identity. But then while doing research for it, not physical research, but the online or like what you're reading, books, articles, like movies, and we kind of understood that how they feel is how gay people felt 20 years ago, how
mm-hmm.
colored people felt 50 years ago, like, and still do feel like that even in today's society. These problems are not solved. So like we wanted to show the inner world and the transition which these people go through internally, because we see the transition of people externally, but we don't see it internally. And that's not just for transgenders, but it's for everyone within society. And this is what we wanted to portray.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling was a bit... Like, Kintaro also texted me later. Like, she was like, but are you not happy? Because she was happy for a while. And then all of a sudden, she was like, she didn't want to talk about it anymore. And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, well, as a Lithuanian coming from Cholet, as an artist in Lithuania, this is like the highest thing which you can get.
Yeah.
And she was like, I feel I'm too young.
Oh! To- uh-huh.
And that I don't deserve it yet or whatever, you know. And
so it was like
that
her,
made me
feelings.
Think.
Yeah.
That were her feelings.
Yeah.
And that made me kind of reflect on it also. And like, she's in a way right. Like, I also feel like I'm too young. And we were together in the category. Like, I don't know the other person, so I'm really sorry that I don't mention. Because, like, I, you know. But I know Beata Molita. And like, she's this prima ballerina from Klaipeda Musikinis Theatres, and like for what's her name, Angelika Kolinos theater, mm-hmm. and like was in the same category as us, and she, sorry for mentioning, is a bit older than us and a bit more experienced, let's say. And like, I mean, in a sense, it's weird then that you win from people like, or win, that you get awarded this, you know, instead of people like her. And it does make you then reflect on things, like, isn't it too early? And I get Hyundai in this also, that, yeah, it feels a bit like, okay, where does it go now? Like, where do I go?
Like, you get everything here.
Yeah, and it's not that, it's not everything. Like, dance and all the aspects, it's much more than awards or whatever. Like, but it's just, it feels a bit like, okay. Like, but of course, like, we were very happy, like, really, really happy. We were actually joking. The funny thing is, we were joking in January 2017, like, what if we get, like, nominated for the Golden Cross. But we were joking, like, don't get me wrong, it's not that we thought we like deserved to be on there. And then we were like, nah, that's never gonna happen, you know, like, it's just, you know, because we know Mantas and Maris, Mantas Stabaginskas and Maris Binigis, who left Aura like 7-8 years before that, or 6 years, I don't remember, before us. And when they left, they created a duet together also, and they got nominated as well for the Golden Cross. And we were just joking about that, like, what if that would happen with us also? And then when we got nominated, it was already kind of like a very big honor, especially in the choreography department, because we're very young choreographers. Mm-hmm. And it also has to do a lot with the fact of like how many choreographies come out in that year and stuff, you know, like it depends a lot on that. But we were very, very honored to being like already nominated. And when we got to laureate, we were out of, like, it was crazy. And I still find it very crazy. As being a non-Lithuanian also, it's something which I, like, it's strange. And it's a big honor and very happy that I got it. And it's nice to put on your CV also. So it's, yeah, it's a value.
I think that... you should be proud of yourself, and it's don't be, how to say, don't blame yourself about that.
No, it's not a blame. It's just like you reflect and you think about things, and of mm-hmm. course you're very happy and you're very proud of yourself, and but of course you see things in perspective, and it's easy to like take things for granted, and I think it's more that you don't want to take it for granted. And what Kintare did, and which I'm very, like, look up to, and which I try to do also, is instead of, like, okay, I got this, and it's all fine, and, like, but we both had this, like, okay, we have this title now, let's say, or whatever. We have to live up to that. We cannot slack anymore now, because now we have this, and we have to show people why we got this and why other people didn't get it, although they also deserved it a lot. And like, it gives a pride, but also it gives a motivation, because you cannot slack down. You have to keep going, and you have to live up.
Higher and higher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm... like, it motivates. It's a good motivation also. Yeah.
So I just want to remind and žmonėms, kurie žiūri, 12 žmonių, kad mes kalbam su Nilsu, šiko šokio teatro šokėjų, ir jis 2017 metais su savo kolegė Gintarė laimėjo auksinį scenos kryžių kaip geriausi šokėjai, ir tai, kaip žinia, Lietuvoje yra aukščiausias įvertinimas scenos meno žmonėms. Tai kalbam apie tuos dalykus, ar ne? What else we have to discuss, Nils? Do you remember?
I have the list, wait. how I learned Lithuanian, which you can see is not that great.
I guess about your future plans, and do you still planning to be here? Because I think we like you to be here. Especially in Klaipėda. Yeah. When quarantinas will end, I will go to your performance, I promise. Because I miss that kind of events, you know. Yeah.
It will take a while before everything is back on its feet, I think. Especially because people will be very scared to go to the theater in the first months after the quarantine.
Yeah.
So I think for this season, definitely it's finished, because, like, I mean, it makes no sense to schedule things when there's no audience. I think Šeiko Šokio Teatras will focus on the outdoor performances, which we have a lot, Užpustyti, Bažnyčios, how is this called? Sorry, Agnia, don't kill me. the one with the Princess Luisa. We also have plans for 3 new outside performances. There's a lot coming up.
And especially so Klaipėda has an outside performing festival, outside theater, like street theater festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we will do everything in Nida, actually. Oh. yeah, a lot will go on in Nida. We have, like, no excursions this time, but there's a lot going on. Anyway, that was... Now, I'm still planning stuff in Lithuania for the next 2 years. Oh. So for the next two seasons, actually, because for me, a year starts in September or August and ends in June, July. Like, I don't see a year from January to December. I never did. And it's also, I find it ridiculous that we do. For me, it's like, because that's not how it works in working field or in school or whatever. This is not how you see a year, actually. So... yeah, for me, the next 2 years, which means seasons from September till July, I will still stay in Lithuania and Klaipėda, because I'm making still plans for the next 2 years. Also, mm-hmm. I do think, wait, next year is 2021. No, so yes, definitely for two more years. Also, because Šeiko has in Kaunas 2020 a spot for a performance, which I really want to do because it will be with a really good choreographer that will come, which I'm very interested in working with. We have like some new choreographers coming, which I'm very interested in. And like I'm creating also a project now together with an actress friend of mine. So like I still have plans for the next 2 years to stay here. Also because I really, really am in love with Goda and Agnia from Šeiko. I really love working with them. And I really feel like I found my place finally. I was searching for a long time. Like, where do I belong dancing-wise? And I feel like this company is what I like. They do the stuff which I like to do. Also going into a direction which I really like, and they're power women, and I'm really, really happy to work with them. Like, I think, of course, after the quarantine, it will be a bit challenging to get back financially and everything, to push everything through, but I'm sure that we will, because we're a very strong team. And, like, so yes, for the next 2 years, I will definitely still stay. And then I will see, because like my love life in Klaipėda has been. So I think I might need to change location to like not get too lonely after a while.
Yeah, unfortunately, but probably in Vilnius you would get more options.
Yeah, it's a bit more alive.
Yeah.
I don't think this. Also, I would like to still explore more of the world, so I might want to move somewhere else. But the thing is that I do always want to keep a connection with Lithuania. Like, after the next 2 years, it's going to be 7 years of living here. It's a long time.
Yeah.
And I would have, you know, connections here, like, both work-wise as, you know, like, personal, that I would not want to quit, you know, like, so I even if I leave in 2 years or whatever, like opportunities will bring, it's not that I'm gone forever. Like, I would love to move back at some point to Vilnius. I want to grow old in Vilnius. Like, for me, it's perfect to look like, grow old and to so like I see myself once moving back there. For me, it's like it's the perfect place to be. And so, but I still want to explore and I still want to see what my options are. And but for the next 2 years, I will definitely still stay. And God knows what happens. You never know. So, like, if the company keeps going in a direction which is going now, I might end my career in this company for the next 10 years. And so, like, but you never know. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So I think, yeah, it's an hour we are talking, but I think we have to go to the
I'm good at talking.
to the end, and I want to wish you to explore the world and to come back to Vilnius, to get all in Vilnius, but before Vilnius, to end your career in Šeiko Šokio Teatras.
Thank you. I think
like I'm okay,
thank
so
you. Thank you very much. Nu labai ačiū už kvietimas, tai nežinau, kaip pasakysit, kvietimas, taip.
Tai gerai pasakė,
viskas
gerai.
Labai ačiū, buvo labai smagu ir jo.
Man irgi labai smagu, labai faina. Tiesiog man nieko nereikėjo kalbėti, tu visą valandą užpildėjai, esi puikus pašnekovas.
Nu, man patinka šnekė. Žinai, vien, kur tu esi vienas į namę ir tu ne labai daug kalbėsi, tai buvo labai smagu.